This is Tip TV Finance. I'm joined today by Craig Earlham, Senior Analyst at Oanda. Craig, good morning to you, sir.
How are you, Mike?
I'm good, but it's early doors in 2017. Let's see where we go. I believe today you've got three choice pairs to look at.
Yeah, I mean, we could have picked pretty much anything at the minute. I think the markets are quite nicely volatile.
Yeah.
There's so much uncertainty and there's so much can worry. It seems that we're seeing very volatile reactions to some of the smallest things. The dollar selling off quite considerably on the back of Donald Trump suggesting it's too strong. Theresa May's comments, the same old reiterations of Brexit comments gone by, and all of a sudden the pound loses its head. And so we are still seeing some very nice moves, and I think what we're seeing on this chart right now is a sign that there may be a little bit more dollar weakness to come.
Right.
We've obviously seen the Aussie dollar rally quite strongly against the US dollar so far this year, and we've reached a level which I think was quite important around 75. This was a prior zone of support for the pair. It's also most recently a prior zone of resistance as well, in the middle of December. And also you've got that confluence of moving averages as well. You've got the 200, the 233, and the 55 moving averages there, all combining to provide a little bit more resistance. And it failed on the first three or four times of asking. But it seems that those Donald Trump comments really did resonate with Aussie dollar longs. And we broke through that 75. And I think really when you look to the left of the chart now, you're looking at levels of potential resistance between here and 77, 78, which is a longer term resistance, and there isn't really too much there. So I think we could be looking at another couple of hundred, 200 to 300 pips move higher now.
And looking outside that trade, I mean, is in as much as a Aussie dollar is also a commodity play. I mean, are you seeing that also supportive of the technicals that you're seeing on the commodity complex?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I haven't got other commodity pairs with me, but you've been seeing similar moves in New Zealand dollar versus the US dollar. We've seen similar move in dollar CAD as well. Dollar CAD, we've just had a nice break below a longer-term rising channel, which suggests we're going to see a little bit more weakness to come there.
Okay.
I do question how much longer the commodity move does have in the shorter term, given the fact that we've got oil towards the top end of what most people would deem to be a sensible range until we see full implementation of the OPEC deal, for example. But I think over the next 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, there could still potentially be some more gains for the risk on commodity currencies and a little bit more corrections come in the US dollar, which, let's face it, the US dollar's outperformed for so long now.
Yeah.
A little bit of a correction, I think, maybe it is overdue. I think people got a bit overexcited about the Donald Trump stimulus package.
Yes.
And maybe it just got a little bit overextended. So a little correction isn't going to do anyone any harm.
So what do we have next on the menu then? Ah, right. Sterling.
Sterling yen. We were starting to look. We had reached this very interesting zone. We're looking there around 136. You've got the confluence of moving averages, which is the 55 and 89. And we've also got, more importantly, the Ichimoku cloud there. We know that the Ichimoku cloud is quite a commonly used indicator when it comes to yen pairs in particular. And we were reaching the bottom of that cloud. It's on the daily chart. And it was starting to look that the potential was possibly there for a move lower and back into bear territory. You could see that we broke through the 200-233 moving average band initially, which was starting to show bullish signs. We broke back into it. We saw support on the 200, resistance on the 233, and then we saw it broke out. It's very typical, almost textbook behavior here, quite bearish looking behavior. So the move back to the cloud levels wasn't a huge surprise. Now we've seen it rebound off the 55 moving average, off the bottom of that cloud. We've seen a daily close above the previous day's open, which is always technically a positive sign as well. If we can start to move back into that 230 to 233 to 200 moving average band range and even break above, then I think things are starting to look much more bullish, but I think the early signs are quite positive here.
Good stuff. And last but not least, cable.
Everyone's friend. What was it yesterday? An 8-year record daily.
How traumatic
gain
was that for investors yesterday? It looks like there must have been some stops there for.
I thought it was. I was going to use the word amusing by how in terms of how much of a
grimly amusing,
but amusing in the sense that it's just. The what we saw yesterday didn't warrant that move. That move wasn't driven purely by CPI data. It wasn't driven by a little bit of dollar weakness. It wasn't driven entirely by Theresa May's offering of a parliamentary vote on Brexit. these were all small triggers. But if you put these together,
yeah,
and you've got a market where people are so heavily short the pound, yes, then you are going to get the short squeeze. And we got the mother of all short squeezes, it would seem, a 3% rally in cable. Like I say, it's been 3 years, and it's been more than eight years. 2008 was the last time we saw a daily move to the upside in this pair of that magnitude. So while in comparison, of course, to the declines that we've seen, it's still relatively small. In a single day move, I think it's quite considerable. We've moved up to around 124 there. I think we could be looking at around 125, and that's the next big test for me. You've got zone of resistance here. You've got a little bit of resistance around 124, but looking at the way it's only paired slightly yesterday's gains today suggests to me there's a little bit more upside to come. 125, we're already now in that move, 55.89 moving average band. I think a breakthrough here, we're looking back towards 128.
Good stuff. Craig Gerlam, Senior Analyst at Wander, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And please visit www.tiptv.co.uk for more market commentary from our guests, including Craig Gerlam.